Columbus, Madison's home for real news and great conversation. A Civic Media Station.
This is a special report from ABC News. I'm Sherry Preston. Pope Francis, dead at the age of 88. He has been the head of the Catholic Church since March of 2013 when he was elected to replace Pope Benedict and was the first pope born outside of Europe since the 8th century, the first ever from Latin America. ABC's Marcus Moore was just at the Vatican on Easter Sunday when Francis made an appearance.
Leading up to Easter Sunday Mass and Holy Week, there had been so many questions about whether the Pope would be able to participate because he had been so ill. He spent 5 weeks at Rome's Gemelli Hospital receiving treatment for pneumonia in both of his lungs. And everything that we have learned since is that it was so serious that for a time, doctors there remained guarded about his prognosis.
The Pope had just met with Vice President J.D. Vance on Easter Sunday. Vance saying, "I was happy to see him, though he was obviously ill." This is ABC News.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
For 92.7 WMDX News, I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. New data confirms Wisconsin had the highest voter turnout in the nation in November. It takes a while to get all this data from every state, not just from the election itself, but good estimates of how many people are eligible to vote. Now, Minnesota often gets the number one spot, so we can call this an upset. Ann Jacobs, chair of the Wisconsin Elections Commission.
Wisconsin had the highest turnout in the nation of voting eligible population at 76.64%, beating the previous leader, Minnesota, who had 76.35%. I did inquire, no axes involved, we will not be receiving one, but I wanted to thank our Wisconsin folks for their amazing turnout in November.
Our previous state record turnout was set in 2004. But last fall was the highest we've seen in Wisconsin since 1948. And part of that can be attributed to Native turnout. In the spring election a few weeks ago, tribal voters set new records. On the Menominee Reservation, turnout was 80% higher than it was just a year ago in spring 2023. And turnout jumped 60% for both the Red Cliff and Bad River bands of Lake Superior Chippewa. Wisconsin Native Vote organizer Maria Haskins says they've been working to increase turnout for years, and it's working.
With people seeing their peers being more active in the polls and becoming more informed about a lot of these issues is what is really motivating them to go out and cast their ballot, because I think that people are realizing their vote is their voice.
Haskins says turnout has jumped 220% on the Menominee Reservation since 2019. I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. You're listening to 92.7 WMDX News.
The Brewers clobber the A's. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Brewers had a season-high 16 hits on the way to a 14-1 win over the A's. Milwaukee stole 9 bases in the game, 6 of them in just one inning. Both franchise records. The Brewers' Sal Frelick.
Yeah, I mean, I hope that every team and every catcher thinks that, like, whether we're stealing or not, just being at first base or second base, the pitcher and catcher thinking about you is a success.
Manager Pat Murphy.
I think that's one of the ways we win. You know, we win by collecting hits, taking walks, stealing bases, having the threat to steal, which gives you a better pitch to hit sometimes. That's one of the ways we can beat you.
The Crew in San Fran tonight against the Giants. NBA, Bucks getting ready for game 2 tomorrow night after losing 117-98 Saturday to the Pacers.
I think we were late. We didn't have enough urgency. Going to game 2, hopefully we can improve that or we can change that. We'll see. But going to game 2, we're going to be better.
That's Giannis Antetokounmpo with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
It is going to be breezy with scattered showers, even a thunder shower this morning. Gradual clearing by later this afternoon with a high today in the low 50s. Tonight, mostly clear, mid-30s. Tomorrow, cloudy with scattered showers. Maybe an isolated thunder shower tomorrow evening with a high right around 60. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Current temperature 44.
WMDX is proud to present the 2025 Milwaukee Film Festival. The two-week fest is back April 24th through May 8th. Whether you're a film fanatic or just looking for something to do with the family, there's something to watch for everyone. From hard-hitting local documentaries to lighthearted international comedies, plus special panels, book signings, and even live score performances, the Milwaukee Film Festival is jam-packed. Head to our website, WMDXradio.com, for details.
Listen up, Gen Xers. Elizabeth Banks here. The recommended age for pneumococcal pneumonia vaccination has been lowered to 50 and older, even if you're healthy. It's up to us to lead the way. We've done this before. Music videos, fanny packs, even the World Wide Web. So let's do it again and get vaccinated. We're at over 6 times greater risk for pneumococcal pneumonia compared to adults under 50. Gen X, this is our shot. Visit VaxAssist.com to schedule. Sponsored by Pfizer.
Todd Albaugh.
Hey, everybody. Join us next time. We'll review the weekend news. And Jimmy Cuska, Civic Media Sports Director, will be here to talk about changes coming to the WIAA. Join us.
The Todd Albaugh Show, weekdays noon till 2.
A voice for Madison. Real news and great conversation. 92.7 WMDX.
It's the Stephanie Miller Show. So I want to say thank you, because it makes me that much stronger. Makes me work a little bit harder. Makes me that much wiser. Thanks for making me wider.
This is nothing more than the continuation of the tour. He went after law firms, universities, immigrants, women. Thousands of federal employees right now are unemployed. Our government is in chaos and in disarray. Medicaid, Social Security, CFPB, and the list goes on and on and on. And as you know, as you mentioned, each and every day, my office is leading the fight against these executive orders, which have no legal import at all.
Thank you, Letitia James, who says these charges against her are bull. And of course, they're targeting her because she convicted Trump and is going to be investigating insider trading. She went on to say,
"We're standing up for the rights and privileges of New Yorkers and Americans. I will not be silenced. I will not be bullied. I will not bend. I will not break. And I will not bow to anyone. No one is above the law, including the president of these United States."
That's what I'm talking about.
Defending our nation from the clutches of fascist idiocracy, we proudly present Heroes of Democracy.
Speaking of which, Chris,
yes.
Who said history remembers those who did not wait for others to take a stand? Who said that?
Franklin Roosevelt.
No, Paul Revere.
Oh. Okay.
Okay, Jeff Tiedrich posts today, here's how you can tell that no countries are lining up to make deals. Donnie won't name one. Donnie's the biggest braggart in the universe, and there are a few things he loves more than humiliating his adversaries. If he had one actual trade war victory under his belt, he would never shut the up about it. The emperor of Penguin Island called me. He begged me to make a deal and said, "Sir, how do you do it? How sir, do you always win, sir?
Sir, sir."
Has Penguin Island made a deal yet? Maybe. Who knows? One last one. Billionaires won't create jobs if we tax them is a myth made up by billionaires, so we won't tax them. Thank you.
Yep.
Bella is helping construct my Marjorie Taylor
She's
Green
on costume
t-shirt.
Duty.
Yes, I'm trying to make it
look
nice.
This is the budget we're on. I'll just be wearing this white t-shirt, but then we're just making a CrossFit sign.
Who's Rooster?
That was a Soul Cycle class I was in. We're making it into a CrossFit t-shirt.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah. Are you feeding the right rooster?
Yes. Yes.
Okay.
I always feed the right rooster.
Okay.
Okay. All right. We're trying to find Hal Sparks. We cannot locate him at the moment.
Hal's not here, man.
Right. Don is here in Denver, city by the bay. Hi, Don.
Don's talking into the clown's mouth at the Jack in the Box.
Hello?
Hi, Don. Get the curly fries. Hi.
Hey, how you doing? How you guys doing?
Good. Go ahead.
Can you hear me okay?
Yes,
go ahead.
Oh, okay. Hey, I love your show. Great. My first time caller.
Thank you.
I'm from BMR. I'm just driving right now. So.
Okay.
I just wanted to say real quick, you know, I was watching MSNBC yesterday, and I saw his approval ratings at 43. I just couldn't believe that his approval ratings at, 43 right now, because Joe Biden's, as good a president as he was, his approval rating was in the mid-40s, and I just can't believe right now You know, right. So I don't know what the
right that about, anybody you know. That anybody thinks this is going well, seriously, objectively, is. I did see he's the one issue they always said he's, you know, is on immigration. Mm-hmm. He's I believe the poll I saw underwater on that too. So I think this Abrego Garcia thing, like Rude Pundit said, people get it. Mm-hmm. It's not just about one guy. Mm-hmm. It's as Rude Pundit said, if even a meatloaf like Joe Rogan thinks this is effed up.
Oh. Yeah.
Okay. By the way, John Kennedy, what's his name? You know, from Hooterville.
Senator Cornpone?
Yeah. He's just completely wrong about it. They're trying to make this about one guy.
Mm-hmm. Look, this was a screw-up, in my opinion. The administration mm-hmm. won't admit it, but this was a screw-up. Mr. Garcia was not supposed to be sent to El Salvador. He was sent to El Salvador. The Democrats say, look, you know, we told you Trump is a threat to democracy. This is going to happen every other Thursday afternoon. I don't see any pattern here.
I don't see any pattern. The Supreme Court just had to stop them in the middle of the night from sending busloads more at people with no due process. All right. Human Easter ham face, Tom Homan.
Tom Hobag.
Right.
Yes.
Was on with Caitlin Collins.
It's like two different federal judges said he was MS-13 immigration court. That's a part of file. You know, the file's there. And I think yesterday the administration did release police reports on the subject being MS-13 member and being involved with MS-13 activities. And even had rank within MS-13. I think some of those reports were released yesterday.
But I don't see any of that being made in a court filing. I've been looking at the court filings. Yeah, I've heard it in the briefing room. I've heard it in television interviews. But I haven't seen any of that in court, where it obviously, you know, not just the court of public opinion here.
Thank you. That's what Glenn Gershner says. Do it in court.
Right.
By the way, that's
due process.
Right. This is what I'm saying. Jessica Tarloff was laying down the facts on Fox News about this.
The accusation of being MS-13 is based on a double hearsay testimony. They never followed up with it. And a detective who weeks later was indicted for sharing confidential information. His legal status, Abrego Garcia's, was approved by the Trump administration in 2019. And every year since then, he has checked in with the Department of Homeland Security. And nobody has said anything about him being a gangbanger.
And this is what you can't do, Chris, 16 times in a court of law, is keep changing your story.
Right.
They admitted that it was an administrative error, and they did it by mistake because of all the facts Jessica Tarloff just laid out. And now they're trying every day he's guilty of some new crime.
Terrorism.
As Caitlin Collins says, they're trying in the pump, you know, on TV.
Right.
Like, say it in a court filing.
Exactly.
You can't just keep, you know. Anyway, all right, one more with Tom Hobag.
If you're in the country legally, you should be concerned. It's not okay to be in the country illegally. It's not okay to enter the country
legally.
It is a crime. So make it right. Turn yourself in. So if you're in the country illegally, you should not be safe and secure and comfortable being in the country legally.
Garcia was in the country legally.
Yes.
And you know who determined his legal status? The Donald Trump administration in 2017.
Thank you. I don't know what Fox, when people hear Jessica Tarloff talk on what Fox News viewers, they just think, oh, she's the crazy liberal.
Uh-huh. That's exactly what they think.
This is the problem. Like I think there was one reporter that confronted Trump about the prices we just talked about, that he was completely lying.
Yeah.
And he just called them fake news.
Yep.
So people, he's like, oh, well, you're fake news. Prices are not going up. And it's just like, okay.
The thing is, people can see prices going up every time they go to the grocery store.
Right. That's what I was saying. So the other thing, I can't believe, are Republicans still defending Pete Hegseth after the second signal chat, which also included his wife, his brother-in-law, on his personal phone? I mean, are you kidding me? This is the second time now. And this was after the story Friday. Secretary of Defense Pete Hegseth is losing his chief of staff in the coming days. Three other defense aides who were put on leave earlier this week were terminated Friday. There is a complete meltdown in the building, Pentagon reportedly in chaos, as Hegseth loses four staffers in one day. They're leaving in connection with an ongoing leak investigation. Two of them intend to sue for wrongful termination. It's because Republican Trump supporters are talking about what a show this is, right? The Pentagon has been beset by a series of leaks in recent weeks, including the disclosure of military plans for the Panama Canal, U.S. carrier movement in the Middle East, the halting of intelligence gathering on behalf of Ukraine, and a briefing at the Pentagon with Elon Musk. There is a complete meltdown in the building, and this is really reflecting on the secretary's leadership. Another senior defense official said Pete Hegseth has surrounded himself with some people who don't have his best interests at heart. Or just telling the truth about how dangerous and I cannot believe Republicans are going to once again, the lock her up people are going to once again defend this. All right. So give me, this is Greg Cesar. This is why, thank God for Democrats that are going out and doing these town halls.
House GOP members right now are still not hosting town halls and facing their own constituents. So I and many other Democrats, especially Progressive Caucus members, are fanning out across the country and showing up. And I think right now we should be talking to everyone, because the fight isn't left-right. It's everyone against the billionaire class.
Yeah. So we talked to Glenn about this. It's just, what about, does every, I think every single story, right, Chris? It's equal layers of
sure.
cruelty, vindictiveness, incompetence.
Trolling. Yeah.
On Monday, after Harvard publicly rejected a series of authoritarian demands Trump administration officials sent to Harvard the previous Friday, one of the officials tried out a novel de-escalation technique. He frantically called the university, insisted the letter had been sent by mistake. Oh, my God, these people. The original letter ordered Harvard to comply with numerous outlandish demands, among them discontinuing diversity efforts, limiting or outright banning student protests, installing right-wing faculty essentially handpicked by the administration, and spying on international students.
Yep.
Shortly after the president's letter went public, a member of the administration's anti-Semitism Joint Task Force made a frantic call to one of Harvard's attorneys, insisted the letter was unauthorized and shouldn't have been sent. Meanwhile, a White House policy strategist said the administration stands by the letter. This is the other thing. They can never get their story straight.
Yep.
On tariffs, on anything, right?
Right.
She also said in a statement it was malpractice on the side of Harvard's lawyers not to have called the White House before going public about the letter's demands. I mean, this is... The Trump administration has only escalated things since then. They froze Harvard's public funding. So why are they doing that if... They're saying that this was sent a mistake, right? Trump himself ordered the IRS to revoke the school's tax-exempt status. Legal experts say Harvard will likely win any legal challenge it brings should that happen, which is exactly what Glenn said.
Absolutely.
It's just, but this is just exhausting. I can't imagine even people on their side want this constant barrage of lawsuits and, you know, stuff getting overturned and them having a different story on every subject. It's just,
we pay for all those lawsuits. Taxpayers do.
Thank you. Pardon me while I cough.
Yeah, are you
I
okay?
I need a Heimlich.
What? I think I need a break. I've gone hoarse waiting for Hal Sparks. 17.
At this point, maybe waiting for him for a while.
Maybe somebody overslept-y. Okay, 17 minutes after the hour. This portion of the show brought to you by Credo Mobile. Now more than ever, people want to do business with companies that share their values. People that stand up, right, Harvard? All these, law firms that are not bending the knee. Mm-hmm. Credo Mobile is the progressive phone company in America.
Yep.
They share your values, that you get competitive plans, great nationwide coverage, deals on new phones, and every month they donate to progressive nonprofits that need our help more than ever. Switching is so easy. It's a smart, easy way to make a difference. You bring your current phone, your current number, and bam, there you go.
Boom.
CredoMobile.com. You get 25% off your service for 2 years if you use the code STEF25 at CredoMobile.com.
4 out of 5 top Hollywood movie stars use
Stephanie Miller.
Hey, John Fugelsang here. You guys know what's happening to the country, and corporate media is not helping. But when the White House Correspondents' Dinner fires comedians, it's time we take back the mic. and brutally mock them in the process. Join me and the Political Voices Network for Not the White House Correspondents' Dinner pay-per-view special on Saturday, April 26th at 9 p.m. Eastern. Not just another comedy show, it's a no-holds-barred takedown of media hypocrisy, political BS, and sanitized news, with over a dozen fearless comics and influencers bringing truth with punchlines, including Hal Sparks, Alonzo Bowden, Trey Crowder, a.k.a. the Liberal Redneck, Glenn Kirshner, Allison Gill, Brooklyn Dad Defiant, Vito Badala, JoJo from Jurors, TV's Frank Conniff, and many more, with special guest Miss Elaine Boozler. Catch the Not the White House Correspondents' Dinner live on April 26th instead of that other thing, or stream it on demand for 2026, because that's a good number to think about. Go to www.meethook.live/not and get your ticket, because when they silence comedians, we get louder.
How would you like to get a free smartphone? If you own a smartphone, listen to this incredible offer that's almost too good to be true. Right now, you can switch your plan and get service with us for as little as $2 a day. Guaranteed for life. Plus, get a free smartphone every year. Call the free smartphone hotline now and we'll move your number from your existing service. Think of your savings. So don't wait. Switch your plan, save money, plus get a free smartphone every year. Call the free smartphone hotline right now. We guarantee you're going to love our service. If you don't like what we say, you can hang up on us. But you won't. Right now, you can switch your plan and get service with us for as little as $2 a day. Guaranteed for life. Call the free smartphone hotline right now. 800-942-1325. 800-942-1325. 800-942-1325. That's 800-942-1325.
Hey, Gordy. How you doing?
Oh, Arthur. Great. Great to see you. What are you doing in the studio?
Well, I need to talk to you about doing a commercial.
Okay. Well, you know, to get a commercial on the air here, you just go down to the sales department. It's right next to the bathroom.
I don't think you understand.
Oh, I understand plenty. You salespeople drink a lot of coffee. That's why the bathroom's right there.
Right. But I need to have you make a commercial about commercials.
Wait. A commercial about a commercial? I don't follow.
I want to tell potential business owners out there how to contact me to get a commercial on WMDX.
Okay, I get it. Okay, let's come up with something. Let's see, business folks can contact you directly, right?
Yeah.
Okay,
yeah.
What's the email, huh?
Okay, so it's sales@WMDXradio.com.
Oh, wait, run that by me again.
sales@WMDXradio.com. So we could put all that together and get into a commercial, get on the air soon?
Arthur, my friend, I think we just did.
Advertise on WMDX Radio. Email Arthur, sales@WMDXradio.com.
Keeping you connected to your local community with good news and great conversation. Here's Terry Barr with the Civic Media Radio Network.
Ready for the Saturday morning tradition that takes you shopping around the Capitol Square in Madison?
Yay!
The Dane County Farmers Market is back for the season. It's the largest production-only farmers market in the country. Here's market manager Jamie Boogle.
The one place you can go in town and buy like 75% of your groceries all from one place that you all know are local. And so having about 20,000 people see your business on a Saturday makes or breaks farmers. I think the market is part of the reason that we have such a strong ecosystem of small farmers in Dane County.
The market is celebrating its 53rd year. Want to learn more? Go to dcfm.org. Until next time, I'm Terry Barr.
Stephanie Miller.
It's a beautiful.
Always a beautiful day when he's here. It's Man Meat Monday, everybody.
Oh my God.
I found him. I found him. Yes, I did. Oh. Here he comes.
Steffi.
Oh. What's that heavy breathing I hear? Why? Could it be? Hump Days with Hal Sparks.
Yes.
Hi.
Well,
Hi. Well, I'm here and all my eggs are in one place. Let me tell you, it was rough having them rolled around the White House lawn yesterday, but I figured they needed a broader target to strike at. Oh, my God.
And then J.D. Like, Vance killed the Pope on Easter. I mean, I'm just saying, having to see J.D. Vance is...
Has anyone checked on Prime Minister Modi is my question. Has he been moved to a secured location? I honestly, you know, if anybody could bore someone to death, it's J.D. Vance.
Maybe he's Damien from The Omen. We're just speculating.
or maybe he should not be allowed to visit anybody near the end of their life at all, because they might just go, you know what, I'm done. I'm kind of done. This is not a lot to
he's
stick
a lot
around for.
For a healthy, young, strong person to withstand. So that's all I'm saying. Belle and I just finished watching Conclave. So I'm like, oh, yeah. Something shady happened.
Well, yeah, I at some point, you know, in the near future, if we're able to sexy liberal our way through things, I will once again tell the true story of how a pope is picked. I'm the only person who can do it, but it is a visual gag, and therefore I will only do it on a giant stage with Stephanie Miller nearby.
There you go.
So consider
there you
yourself
go.
Warned.
By the way, leave it to you to crystallize the issue the best of anybody. You just said, so I guess we're at war with Venezuela. That's
right.
The basis of why this is illegal in the first place. We're clearly not at war. We're right. I mean,
well, okay. This is a threefold problem at least that I see it. Well, first of all, he's using this kind of like authorized use of military force, terrorism, like Patriot Act language for why we're in a trade emergency with the entire world.
Yeah.
Then he's anti-Venezuelan. Tren de Aragua is an army, like Wagner Group is an army of Russia. Mm-hmm. Tren de Aragua is now an army, you know, controlled by Venezuela. And they are, I don't know, they're in charge of the shipping and logistics of getting lunatics out of insane asylums all over the world and shipped to America in bubble wrap so that they can arrive on time, you know, and free of delivery charges. And then he sends people, Tren de Aragua gang members or gang members of all sorts, down to El Salvador to be, for us as American taxpayers, to pay for them to be renditioned to the El Salvador. So they can be held, we can pay for it. And then the president of El Salvador makes a deal with Venezuela that he's going to trade some Tren de Aragua guys for some of his guys.
Yeah.
Well, if Trump believes that they're an army that works for Venezuela, then the president of El Salvador just handed over a bunch of soldiers in a prison exchange, and they're going to go free. These Tren de Aragua guys that we allegedly sent to El Salvador are now being let loose in Venezuela to, I assume, get back on buses and come up to the United States and seek asylum in asylum places because they need to go to an asylum.
Yeah. And by the way, Congress didn't approve the taxpayer money to do this in the first place.
Right.
So, you know. Oh, by the way, you also posted somebody needs to mention to Cheryl Hines that she and her besuited nutsack are are accumulating quite the body count, which...
With measles,
right?
Yeah.
I have made the point that RFK Jr., and I stand by this, looks like somebody from Puppetry of the Penis like screwed up their testicles and their scrotum and said to you at a party, if you squint, it looks like Bobby. And I stand by that entirely. Try to unsee it now. Try to unsee
Someone
it.
Someone said he looks like a boiled catcher's mitt that's gargling pennies.
And if you notice that everybody in the anti-vaxxer thing has had their neck scraped to increase collagen.
Yeah.
So, like, everybody who comes to his defense, Jillian Michaels was on Newsmax defending him.
Oh, God.
They all, like, have these really Instagram filter-looking faces, but their neck looks like a baboon's ass, quite frankly, like during mating season. Like somebody took one of those like bone combs that they use in Taiwan to like renew the collagen in your skin by breaking all the blood vessels in it, and they just rack, just scrape at it. And then those people want to lecture us on health.
MAHA. As you know, it's called Make America Healthy Again, would not to be confused with MAWA, Which is make America wealthy again.
Right, marijuana.
Right. Or MASA, which is make America strong again.
Oh, God.
Or superior again, I suppose, would probably be a better reading of that in their own way, depending on how close Elon Musk is to the circle of power right now. Because, boy, has he gotten all quiet since the stock started taking a dump.
Yeah, he has.
Yeah. Exactly. I mean, by the way, yes, Bobby Kennedy, perhaps a different phrase for making America healthy again, because that's like, wow.
Yeah.
What?
Yeah.
All right.
Okay. 29 minutes after the hour, more Hal Sparks.
Woo-hoo!
On the Stephanie Miller Show.
A new choice. Madison's Real News and Great Conversation, 92.7 WMDX.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
For 92.7 WMDX News, I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. UW students will pay more next semester. The Board of Regents has approved price increases for room and board and other fees. That's for campuses all over the state. The State Journal did the math, and on average, yearly costs will rise about $300. UW-Madison's increase will be $363. Depending on how the federal funding situation plays out, it seems like tuition increases could also be possible. And we now know who will speak at the UW-Madison graduation ceremonies. Jason Gay will give the commencement address for all students this spring. He's a columnist and writer for the Wall Street Journal and a proud Badger. He graduated in 1992. While normally journalists have to be objective in their reporting, he's known for writing pieces like "The Badgers Must Beat Michigan and Save the World." Spring commencement is May 10th. And we're just 3 days out from the start of the NFL draft. Here's Lisa Hale.
It started 10 years ago when the Green Bay Packers first told the NFL they wanted to host the draft event at Lambeau Field. Now it's just days away.
They raised the roof on the draft theater last week and everything's starting to fill in. It's really amazing. The energy and electricity is exciting.
That's Aaron Popke, Director of Public Affairs for the Green Bay Packers.
It's just exciting to have it be here. We unveiled a countdown clock last May and it was 345 days out. I remember looking at the countdown clock and like, holy smokes, that's we got some time. And now we, you know, going to the office every day, seeing that, and it's, you know, down into the double digits, and it's on top of us.
The draft takes place Thursday, April 24th through Saturday, April 26th.
That's Lisa Hale reporting. Undoubtedly, people are already starting to make their way to Wisconsin. Organizers are expecting 250,000 people. I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. You're listening to 92.7 WMDX News.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
Still battling a brutal wind today, gusting up to 30 to 40 miles per hour under mostly cloudy skies. High temperatures stay mild, though, scraping the low 50s before we warm things up to about 60 degrees tomorrow. But chances of scattered showers and some thunderstorms. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Right now, 44 degrees.
I'm hungry. What's cooking?
Oh, no, not me. It's your turn.
Oh, we're back to taking turns?
Yes.
Well, how about Sugar River Pizza?
Oh, yeah, now they can cook.
I could really go for some of that 12-hour smoked pulled pork.
Ooh, and some pasta. Mm. Okay, now I'm hungry. Sugar River, here we come.
And they have that great kids menu, too.
We don't have any kids.
Right. That's beside the point. The point is, I'm hungry, you're hungry.
Let's go.
Yes. And we should talk about having some kids.
Get in the car, Bob. Sugar River, Sun Prairie, Verona, New Glarus, and catering.
April is Global Volunteer Month. Wisconsin's volunteers are transforming our communities every day through their acts of service. Wondering how you can give back? Find the perfect volunteer opportunities at volunteerwisconsin.org or contact your local United Way or Volunteer Center. On volunteerwisconsin.org, you can filter opportunities by location, organization, cause, accessibility, and more to find your best fit. Volunteerwisconsin.org is hosted by United Way of Wisconsin and Serve Wisconsin. Paid for by United Way of Wisconsin.
John Peterson and Gordy Young.
On our next show, we'll talk to attorney Jim Santel about the legal issues facing the U.S.
And looking ahead, we're going to give away tickets to Trump's impeachment.
The John and Gordy Show, weekday mornings 6 till 8.
It's also important that people understand this case is not just about one man. It's about protecting the constitutional rights of everybody who resides in the United States of America. Yes. If you deny the constitutional rights of one man, you threaten the constitutional rights and due process for everyone else in America.
Thank you, Senator Chris Van Hollen. Hal Sparks is here.
Yay, Hal!
Squee!
What a nutty idea that we actually want a rule of law to exist. It's funny that you can't exactly protect America by turning it into China and Russia. Like, at one point, why would they even bother to invade if we just act like they do? Isn't that kind of, I don't know. Sorry, I'm being silly again.
Crazy. There's so much, Hal. There's
so much. It's a torrent. It's a tsunami of idiocy.
Yes. Doge defied court and rushed mass firings. A member of Elon Musk's Doge allegedly screamed and demanded 36 hours of straight work to process Thursday's mass firings at the U.S. Consumer Financial Protection Bureau. Doge member Gavin someone.
Okay.
I don't know if that's, is that Big Balls?
Maybe.
I don't know. Kept the team up for 36 hours straight to ensure the notices would go out. Yesterday, Gavin was screaming at people he didn't believe working fast enough to ensure they could go out on this compressed timeline, calling them incompetent. I mean, this is why the Supreme
now,
Court
why?
Rule had to rule in the middle of the night, because, you know, they're rushing to break the law and to defy court orders.
Well, that's exactly it. They think, kind of like the planes taking off, he was trying to get everybody to finish that work before the judge's ruling took effect, or they could get, you know, somebody could walk a stop order in there. And the idea was that somebody's going to walk over here from the court with a piece of paper while we're doing this.
Yeah.
So he was rushing everybody to do it. It didn't matter, though, because the judge is saying, you're doing it too fast. You have to rehire those people. So I have a relative that will remain nameless. And I was visiting them, and they have a friend who had just been hired at the IRS, and they were put on a probationary first in or last in, first out kind of thing because the Trump administration was cutting all these people. He was part of the Doge cuts, but then he was rehired because they needed the staff, and the judge said, you have to rehire these people. But they then were offered a package to quit early. And then when they said, they were like, yes, you guys are idiots, and I'm never going to work here. I'm never going to get any work done. The person said, but we're going to hold it in abeyance till September because we need you. We might need you to keep working during that time, but we'll let you know. This person is going to get paid for 10 months of work without ever setting foot in an office.
Yeah. That sounds a little
efficiency.
Wasteful. That sounds a little wasteful.
Yeah.
Crazy.
Yeah. And I love Alito was like, I don't know, somebody's neighbor's dog woke him up in the middle of the night. Like, this is just rude, having to rule in the middle of the night. And meanwhile, they're like Argo, like, like getting on the buses and the planes, like, trying to get them out. Right.
Yes. Well, and again, like, this is supposed to be this kind of like macho relationship that Trump has with the El Salvadoran president, who's again, just releasing Trende Aragua guys to Venezuela, who, according to Trump, we're at war with, and therefore they can just release and attack us again. It's kind of like the whole I want to do a great deal with Iran, but Israel might need to bomb them in 2 weeks. I'll flip a coin in a couple of weeks.
Yeah, you know, we'll had a great deal with Iran was the black guy, Barack Obama.
Oh my God! And Netanyahu, there's a story like 2 days ago out. Netanyahu is concerned that the Trump deal will end up being just like the Obama deal from of course it will.
But he did this with his hands. He did that with his hands.
Right.
So, yeah.
Yeah. Right.
All right. Sue in Rockville.
Donald is my favorite.
Sue, you're on with Hal. Hey, Sue.
Hi. Good morning, Hal. Good morning, everybody.
Hi.
Good morning.
I was so excited. I just have to say, I'm so excited about the show Saturday night. We bought tickets right away. We are thrilled. So
we are doing not the White House Correspondents' Dinner with a cast of thousands, including Hal Sparks, John Fugelsang, Angela, and me. I mean, all of our beloveds.
Yep.
It's going to be fantastic.
Yeah.
JoJo and Glenn. I mean, it's just, and of course, Brooklyn Dad.
How do we get tickets,
awesome,
Chris?
Go to politicalvoicesnetwork.com.
Okay. Go ahead.
There you go.
Best deal ever, and Trump can't screw it up.
Yeah.
Here's the only thing you need to understand. Trump can never, ever admit a mistake. It is always someone else's fault if he has to show blame. But if you look at the due process issue, the Hegseth hire, the tariffs, the universities, the buck never stops there. Because if he, first of all, he's a psychopath. And second of all, if he ever admits he's made a mistake, then the floodgates will open. There'll be even more lawsuits. There'll be more whistleblowers. So he just thinks he's going to hardball his way through this next whatever until he drops dead, which, you know.
That's what Hegseth thinks as well.
I mean, exactly. Based on the Pope, I'm just saying maybe the more time Trump has to spend with J.D. Vance, you know.
No. To see the Pope's obituary instead of the one we've been waiting for is really one good man leaves and evil stays. It's
right.
Just disheartening.
All right. All right. All right. It's true.
It's here's what I will say. Like when it comes, Hegseth is attempting the exact same type of push that Trump always does. Like he threw out the Russia thing at the Easter egg hunt yesterday in front of his kids, like while he was being asked a question about calling it a hoax and all this stuff, when it's absolutely not. And he talked about disgruntled employees, like deep state people. And these were his best friends. This is his deputy chief of staff and his chief of staff and his spokesperson. Yeah. The guy who knocked Jackie Robinson's website off the DOD site, that guy thinks Pete Hegseth isn't up to the job. Like, that's how awful you have to be.
Right. And by the way, speaking of Russia, don't you think that should be a bigger story? The whole Doge whistleblower giving data directly to the Russians?
Email bounces right through there? Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Just checking. Okay. Yes. So also, Hal, I feel like the Jewish governor of Pennsylvania and his entire family almost being murdered on Passover. It smells a little hate crimey to me, but he declined to support a call for federal prosecutors to open a hate crime investigation, saying it's not my job. He said, I know as a former prosecutor how important it is to follow the evidence and apply the law and do so without fear or favor. In this case, I'm the victim in the crime. I'm not the prosecutor, which I get.
Okay. But, yep.
Yeah.
That's exactly right thing for him to say. Yeah, I agree. There's no question that here's the issue, though. It's so blatantly terrorism that the abstract of whether it's a hate crime or not.
Right. And Pam Bondi won't say that. She'll say, you know, a Tesla drawing a D on a Tesla is terrorism.
I'm not the person to ask about that because I'm currently allegedly getting rich off of the money that I'm making from the clip I filmed of them setting fire to the Tesla collision center down my block. And they keep playing it on Fox News and giving me credit for it. So I don't know what, like, I haven't seen a dime yet, but I'm hoping at some point I'll have enough to buy a Rivian or a GMC electric Hummer. I don't know how to fit anything but Tesla on the license plate, but I'll work on it. I'm going to try and make that clear.
Just don't call it a swastika car and don't call him Sissy SpaceX. He doesn't like it.
No, he gets very upset at that. Although he's been, again, boy, has he been relatively quiet lately since the aluminum he has to buy from overseas has suddenly gotten a lot more expensive.
Yep. Thea in North Carolina, you're on with Hal. Hi, Thea.
Hi, Steph. Hi, Hal.
Hi.
Hal, I saw you in Durham, North Carolina at the bar before I went to see this sexy liberal tour. So that was fun. Anyway, and I met you. You remember me, Stephanie, in the restaurant,
of
giving
course.
You the candle. Anyway,
oh, yes.
Okay. I digress.
Okay.
I went on to get tickets that you just mentioned, and I could not find them. So, if Chris, you would give that information again.
Political?
Number one. But
PoliticalVoicesNetwork.com.
Yeah, and StephanieMiller.com, you can find a link there.
Okay, I will try again.
Okay.
But what I was going to say was, I don't know if this has been mentioned. I'm tuning in a little late today, but you know, if Kamala had been the last vice president to see the Pope, can you imagine the conspiracy theories that the right wing would be producing, believing, and they would have a hit out for her at this point? I mean, it's absolutely insane. I know we say it jokingly, but, you know, it's just crazy because they would actually be doing it seriously. So just that little tidbit.
Yeah.
But you guys keep doing the great work you're
Thank
doing.
You.
I love you and listen
I
to you every
you.
Day. I can't call as often as I want to.
Oh, love you. Love you back. Mwah. I'm just saying, I think J.D. Vance's douchitude is a lot for even a young, strong, healthy person to withstand. So I'm just,
Yeah.
Guessing.
I mean, I think it just sucks all the air out of the room.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know what I mean? And if you need extra oxygen at any point in your life, he's the worst person to come visit. Again, we need to check on Modi very soon. This could be Trump's actual tariff plan. It's just send J.D. Vance around the world and like launch a bunch of secondary crises around the world. You know, I'm only half joking at this point because everything is so crazy and absurd.
Well, and we were talking earlier how, I mean, obviously this is just disastrous, according to even Republicans and right-wing economists, you name it, that, you know, China's not buying anything from us anymore, but we continue to buy everything from China. This is just backfiring spectacularly. Trump is, meanwhile, assessing whether he can sack the head of the Federal Reserve. So anyone that tells the truth, like he just did, and saying, you know, these tariffs are inflationary, et cetera. Investors and economists say axing Powell would destabilize debt markets, could spark a funding crisis in the U.S., but always leave it to Trump to find a way to make things worse, right? So,
right.
I mean, if he can, right? This liberal rag again, the Wall Street Journal.
Yep.
Backs the Fed chair and mocks Trump. Jerome Powell. The Wall Street Journal backed Jerome Powell and mocked Trump over their feud in an editorial. They wrote, President Trump's tariff war isn't going well with market reductions and evidence of a slowing economy. It was probably inevitable. Trump would demand the Federal Reserve ride to his rescue by cutting interest rates. They say the problem for Trump is Mr. Powell spoke the truth. Tariffs are a tax, which means higher prices for tariff goods. Mr. Trump has imposed a minimum tariff on the world of 10%, which is roughly four times the previous U.S. tariff rate of 2.4%. I mean, it is hilarious how he just pulled these numbers out of his ass.
Well, I would say, okay, so I think he didn't pull them out of there. I think they were in there and Navarro found them and walked them out.
Right.
But, right, they were in his ass somewhere and Navarro was like, Mr. President, why don't we use these, right? So let's be abundantly clear. What are they doing here? They are transferring the wealth burden from the upper 40% to the lower 60. That's the entirety of what these tariffs are for. What they want to do is eliminate the income tax either completely or with a death by a thousand cuts, where they constantly cut it down to nothing and replace the income that they the revenue that they're getting from that with revenue that comes in via tariffs, which is paid largely by consumers. During the age of the robber barons, that's exactly what the structure was. The average person paid all that upfront. And the super rich, the Rockefellers and the Hearst and all those, they didn't pay anything. That tax burden was passed on to the consumer,
right?
Which is one of the things that triggered the Great Depression. There was no reason to set up a safety net around their own, the trade in and out to guarantee the goods were there, because it just meant they would get more tax, so they just didn't care. They just passed it on to everybody else, and if it collapsed, it collapsed. It's not our fault. I'm just going to move on to the next thing that'll make money from them, the average person.
Frances Callier has arrived to pick up her Jasmine Crockett wig.
Should I let her in?
Frances!
Yes. Oh, my God.
Frances is wonderful.
I forgot you guys met when you were how old?
15.
15.
Oh, my gosh.
Because you posted a picture of you guys in Second City when you were both 15.
Yes.
Oh, my God, that's so hilarious. I just love that you're all these years later doing Sexy Liberal Tour. You were adorable. That picture is adorable. I have the wig is on a head over here. Okay. We were saying how much we missed doing the COVID sketches. The Supreme Court stuff was so perfect. You played the best drunken Brett Kavanaugh ever. Yeah. Yeah.
I don't know if that's a compliment or not. That's so sad.
Yes, it is.
Right, for me.
And I played a super creepy Amy Coney Barrett, remember?
Yeah, I will say I think we're all missing out on you doing a Laura Loomer right now.
Oh, that's
true.
There's
a lot of
a lot of crazy.
There's a lot of political salad being tossed around that area, insofar as we know with Laura Loomer.
Frances, can you just show people your Jasmine Crockett wig before?
Yeah, can you lean?
Yeah.
Hi, Frances. Hi. Yay.
All right,
big
I'll
hug.
See you. I'll see you on the Zoom in a few minutes. Okay, goodbye.
You guys are so weird. And I love it.
I don't know if I can get enough collagen by this weekend to play Laura Loomer, but I don't know. I could
absolutely.
I could suck start a Buick, maybe. That would help.
Or you could, I would recommend injecting marzipan into your face because it would get much the same. Or develop a shellfish allergy overnight. Always helps. You can always, old go-to, just...
All right, 48 minutes after the hour, this portion of the show brought to you by my friends at Native Path Collagen. I don't think, see, this isn't that kind of collagen, Chris.
No.
I would need a lot more to play Laura Loomer. This is made with only type 1 and 3 collagen fibers, the two most important types as they make up 90% of the collagen in your body, found in our cartilage, bone, skin, hair, nails, your gut. It's good for your digestion. I took separate stuff for all that. No more.
No,
Native Path Collagen, a single ingredient collagen. It's completely flavorless. I put it in my coffee every morning. I have the collagen PM that can go in my tea that has chamomile in it at night. I mean, OMG. Native Path Collagen has sold over 5 million jars. They have over 1 million happy customers. 8,000 five-star reviews, 360 five-day money-back guarantee. Best of all, Native Path Collagen offers really amazing bundles. Check it out now. Go to getnativepath.com/Stephanie. Start your transformation today. That is getnativepath.com/Stephanie.
Stephanie Miller.
Look what the homosexuals have done to me.
Hey, it's me, your liver. You know, the organ that helps you recover every weekend after pizza, donuts, and all those drinks. When you have a headache, you take an aspirin. You have a stomach ache, you pop an acid. But where's the love for your best buddy, the liver? The least that you could do to help me stay healthy is take Active Liver from New Nordic. Active Liver tablets contain high-quality, all-natural ingredients like milk thistle, globe artichoke, and turmeric extracts, which are proven to keep me healthy and you feeling your best. Active Liver provides an easy daily detox and helps protect me all year long. So let me make you an offer you can't refuse. You take care of me with Active Liver, and I keep taking care of you. Capiche?
See for yourself why Active Liver is Scandinavia's number one liver health supplement. You can find Active Liver at CVS and online at Amazon or directly from NewNordicUSA.com. Again, find it in stores at CVS or online at Amazon or NewNordicUSA.com.
These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Imagine combining the exciting investment opportunity of cryptocurrencies with the power of artificial intelligence to maximize your IRA, 401k, or other investment funds. Listen, if you're looking for ways to accelerate your retirement growth, Block Trust IRA has market-leading strategies and solutions for all levels of investors, from $1,000 to millions. And they partner with Bitcoin Magazine's number one crypto trading fund in the world to maximize your returns. Plus, their team of IRA specialists is here to help you roll over your IRA or qualified retirement account to the new world of cryptocurrency investments. So make this free call right now to set up your account and learn more.
800-399-3706. 800-399-3706. 800-399-3706. That's 800-399-3706.
Hey, at the end of the day, everybody wants the same thing from their mattress. A good night's rest, am I right? It's not rocket science. You don't need a physics genius to make you a futuristic space bed. You just need someone to listen to what you want and who knows the materials that will get you there. And you might even be surprised to learn that that someone could be living right next door. At Verlo, we're your friendly neighborhood mattress genius. American made, locally crafted. Welcome to Verlo.
Are you ever questioning when life will slow down? Are you ever thinking of just relaxing and enjoying the simple things? All of this is possible, even while still being in the workforce. Worthington, Minnesota is a town growing, yet it's nothing like metro life. Professional and labor jobs, a beautiful lake, bike trails, recreation, acres of public hunting, festivals, and great people. Slow down. We're just a short drive away, so come join us. Worthington, it's worth a look.
Ever feel overwhelmed trying to figure out what your dog really needs? Don't worry. At Serenity Pet Spa, we know before you do. Our expert groomers understand every coat type, every breed, and every unique personality. Whether it's a high-energy puppy or a nervous senior, we tailor every groom to keep them healthy, happy, and looking their best. Trust the pros so you can focus on loving your pet. Book your appointment today at Serenity Pet Spa, where grooming meets expertise.
This is Chad Spate. Sometimes I'm overwhelmed by the hatred and misinformation that consumes our world, but I also know that we cannot build a house of justice and inclusion on a foundation of hatred and lies. We have to practice what we preach. At Chad's Design Build, we confront injustice the same way we confront a poorly built home, with love, compassion, intelligence, and persistence. We engage our community the way we engage our clients, with honesty and humility and the dogged determination that we can do better. Chad's Design Build, remodeling done well with love.
Stephanie Miller.
Oops. I forgot Hal could hear us during the break. He said, what you guys were discussing, what's the Darth Vader strangulation move? We're discussing stuff for our skit later.
Yeah, way and to go,
Steph. No, I know that.
Don't tell Mark Hamill. I don't know what it is.
No, I literally heard Steph go, what's the Darth Vader strangulation move? And I was 10-year-old Hal just had his heart broken.
I'm sorry.
Like,
I'm sorry, Mark.
Time. Dear God, woman.
Bella demonstrated it for me, and I went, oh.
Wait a minute. You just did a, like, how long is Trump's business finger gesture for that? Like, you do realize it's not, I'm pressing your head. You do realize that it's not that gesture,
is.
Right?
Okay.
I'm pressing your head.
You know, with the Pope's passing in Easter yesterday, you can't help but think, what would Jesus do? He would cut funding for Head Start, wouldn't he?
Right.
For millions of
Absolutely.
Low-income Americans. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Oh, and to help, people heat their homes, you know, winter, stuff like that.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Well, would he, though? You know what? I'm going to defer to you on this. I'm on the fence about it. I got to admit, I'm not sure that's what he would do right away. Maybe. I don't know. Who knows at this point?
Okay.
Who's our source? Paula White? If Paula White is our source, then yes. Then if she's who gets to say. Yeah,
here we go the gaslighting and the rewriting of history. Trump swaps out COVID.gov for a page blaming the Chinese lab for the virus and attacking Biden's pandemic policies. Okay. Remember when we were saying we had to do the entire sexy liberal tour from our houses for 3 years? And wipe our asses with coffee filters? Remember that?
Yeah. He wants to bring that back. Apparently, he thinks America's last time it was great was during his term, and specifically the last year, if you ask him.
Right.
So maybe people should have factored that into their thinking when they voted for this nudge. So it's amazing.
They scrapped the entire website, replaced it with a holding page blaming a Chinese laboratory for leaking the virus, shredding President Biden's pandemic policies, attacking agencies. And people, it argues, obstructed the truth. Visitors to COVID.gov are redirected to a White House branded page that sources content almost entirely from the Republican-led vaccine and testing information once housed on the site are now gone and in place of health guidance is a sweeping political reckoning.
Wasn't it Trump that shut everything down in the first place?
Yes.
Okay. That would be the thing,
right.
Chris.
Okay.
Yes.
Yeah. You know, the Trump-era policies that he blames Biden for that would have never happened if he had been president, but he was president at the time.
Yeah.
And all the government overreach that everybody was talking about that all happened on his watch. But it wasn't his fault. Dr. Fauci had him in a Jewish space laser that bounced across Italy where they stored some of the votes that he lost
Hal, I know you're asking, how could things get worse? Maybe this headline.
How could things get worse, Steph?
Well, Hal, Ted Cruz may be plotting a 2028 White House run.
Oh, no.
Okay, wait. No. All right. Best. No. I'm for it. Please let the second generation of MAGA be spearheaded by Ted Wiener voice, Wolverine, if he was found on a riverbank after it turned out he didn't have any special powers at all, especially the ability to swim and a metal skeleton.
Hal Spark Mark's Mornings Mega Worldwide. It's on all, not every day, but yeah, almost every day, correct?
Today, all for right. sure. Monday, what? Wednesday, Friday.
Yay!
Yeah. White House, not the White House Correspondents' Dinner this Saturday. We love
That's
you,
right. Hal. Welcome to Madison's Real News and Great Conversation, 92.7 WMDX.
Jane Matinair and Greg Bach.
Coming up on the show, the price of a barrel of oil is down. Good for consumers, bad for suppliers. Mr. Global will explain it all. I hope you can join us.
Matinair on air, weekday mornings at 11.
Is your computer so slow you can hardly use it? Does it have blue screens, malware, viruses, reboots, hardware crashes? Sound familiar? Computers will have problems, and when they do, you need the computer experts at Madison Computer Works. Every day, we help home users and businesses keep their computers and networks running smoothly. For solutions to your computer problems, call the pros at 231-8000, and we'll turn this into this. Madison Computer Works, computers that work for you.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us. This is 92.7 WMDX Columbus, Madison's home for real news and great conversation. A Civic Media station.
This is a special report from ABC News. I'm Sherry Preston. President Trump at the annual Easter egg roll at the White House a short time ago, talking about Pope Francis, who died early this morning at the age of 88.
He was a good man, worked hard. He loved the world, and it's an honor to do that.
Firsts for Pope Francis. He was the first Jesuit ever to be Pope and, born in Argentina, with the name Jorge Mario Bergoglio, was the first from Latin America elected to lead the Catholic Church. After his funeral mass and burial, a new Pope will be chosen by cardinals from around the world. This is ABC News contributor Father John Walk in Rome.
The conclaves, which have been around now for, since the 13th century, are essentially designed to make sure that the voice of the Holy Spirit is heard while the Pope is being elected.
Pope Francis reached out to the disenfranchised and to the poor and to refugees. This is ABC News.